This is Magic 105.4 and you're listening to The Green Room. My first guests tonight are Boyzone.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Minus Shane, who's not here yet. I was looking forward to seeing him in the beard, you know.
I'm telling you, it's all the talk of the town at the moment, this beard.
Absolutely. Did you see all the quotes on Heat magazine and all the different girls that are kind of, all the different celebrity ladies that are... Growing and saying they really, really fancy him and stuff there like that. Yeah.
He's apparently grow some beards, lads.
Well, he's now a hipster hottie, so yeah. Come on, guys.
Is that what it is? A hipster hottie?
Yeah, hottie. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said.
So you all have a bit of facial hair, but there's certainly nothing on what Shane has going on.
Absolutely not. I did a month of growth about a year or 2 years ago, and it wasn't pretty. You know, and you can either handle a beard or you can't. And Shane can handle a beard.
He's definitely. Handling it, yeah.
I can't.
We're quite surprised at what
there has to be a certain kind of, you know, quality to it, a thickness to the growth that you can achieve.
Which he has
that. Yeah. And he weeds it every day like a garden and all, you know what I mean? So it's perfect.
He weeds it.
Does he get food stuck in it?
It's awful looking.
The odd time to be a bit of toffee or something at the side.
Yeah, lovely thought.
So we're here because you're celebrating your 20th anniversary. The album is already out and you've got a new single coming on the 14th, which we'll play later.
Yeah.
That's called Who We Are.
Yes, that's right. It's the third single off the album, actually. We started with, Light Up the Night was the second single. We started with Love Will Save the Day. So, and there's been a kind of theme through the music that, you know, I think for the first time in 20 years, Boyzone have found a sound that we're all comfortable with. And, you know, we're very proud of this record. And we found a sound that kind of defines us now. And it's nice to have that. Because if you look back at the music in the past, it didn't have that sort of flow. You'd come out with something like, I don't know, Words, and then follow with different beat. And it was a very mismatched kind of sound. And very much, you know, that kind of came from the record company, where this album, it feels a little bit more organic and natural, and it's coming from Boyzone, which is nice.
So finally, you're allowed to do your own thing, do what you want. No one's telling you what to do.
Yeah, it kind of does feel like that. We were kids the first time around. I was 16 years old, you know. We did do what we were told, and rightly so at that age, I guess, because we didn't really know what the direction to take. And we very much know who we are now.
Yeah. Do you ever wish you had a different name? Because of certainly Boyzone is...
it's one of those things that doesn't really bother us anymore, obviously, 20 years together. But there has been times over the years that we just go, God, I wish we hadn't, you know, named ourselves Boyzone. Because it's unfortunate, you know, our music was very successful in different territories around the world, you know, different parts of Europe, Germany, Belgium, Holland, you know, India, Middle East, and Southeast Asia, Australia. We were massive, you know. South America, we had some good success as well. We never really broke into America, no matter what, was one of our only hits in America. And I kind of thank God for that now, because when the Americans say Boyzone, they kind of think it's a gay kind of porn site, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's awful when you meet people and you go, hey, I heard you were in a band, you know, you go, yeah, what's your band called? Boyzone. Ain't that a gay porn site?
That's a great Scottish accent.
That's a great accent going on.
But didn't you buy the rights to that gay website?
The rights to it?
The rights to it.
I'm filming it later.
So that's why you just changed the name.
Hey, Mikey, you're my nearest neighbour.
Deep love, man. Deep love.
Gert.
Move on.
We're moving on. This is magic on a Sunday evening.
There you go.
Yeah. So 20 years ago, Ronan, you said you were 16. You were all around that age pretty much.
20 years ago, you said you were 16. You're a liar, you were 17.
But what would you say now? I mean, if you could go back 20 years, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
Change the name of the band.
Get into a different band and... I don't know.
And don't take the pink pill, take the yellow one.
So that you can wake up in the morning and everything's okay. Yeah, don't go down the rabbit hole. I don't know. You know, we've had many wonderful experiences, some awful experiences. But I think it's all of that who has, you know, made us the men that we are today, you know. And without all of that experience, we just wouldn't know what we know now about life, you know. There are some things that we would like to change along the way, but you can't go back, and it's life experience, and it hasn't all been that bad, you know. So, no, I don't think there'd be a huge amount of change about it.
Well, you're still here doing what you love. So
exactly.
Most important things.
Yeah.
And so biggest highs, do you think?
Over the years, we've been very, very fortunate to experience amazing success, you know, and gigs like performing with Pavarotti in Modena for me, you know, looking back, and that was like a different world ago. And if you look at it on YouTube now and you see us walking out on the stage with Pavarotti and performing with him, and then at the end of the show we performed with the likes of B.B. King and Joe Cocker and Lionel Richie and Gloria Estefan and Ricky Martin and Mariah Carey, and you have all these, you know, memories of performing with these people. I mean, for a little band from Dublin, five Northside Dublin lads, to have achieved that type of success, it was amazing, absolutely amazing. You know, obviously bringing Words to number one, our first number one, and the Bee Gees themselves never managed to do that, or Elvis Presley, who they wrote it for. And then to perform that song with them, and performing with U2, a band that when you grow up in Dublin that, you know, everybody loves and looks up to, and to become kind of quite friendly with those lads, and then to be in the Sweetest Thing video and stuff like that. Yeah, there's so many amazing things that happened to us that we were so fortunate to experience, you know. And if we get the chance to make some new memories now moving forward, we'll make sure we hold on with two hands.
Yeah, I'm sure. And as you said, you know, so many highs and some lows, and I'm sure one of those is, well, I'm sure probably the lowest low is the passing of the lovely Stephen. And I mean, I interviewed you guys, you know, when you came back after.
I remember you were wearing red.
Do you remember?
Yeah, geez, you were gorgeous.
Shut up. How does he still live on in your music?
I think, you know, the best way to explain it is if you look back on the tour that we just did before Christmas last year, we took a moment in the middle of the show and we set up a little table with a glass of wine. Do you got the sound effects?
Fizzy,
there?
Yeah. Fizzy wine.
Fizzy wine. Champagne.
And we drank that.
And we set up a little table and we had a glass of wine in front of 10,000 people every night. And we talked about Steel. And we talked about, you know, who he was, the character he was, and his part and the role he played in the band. He was such a colourful character and he brought so much to this band. And that light, you know, went out and Boyzone became a new band, a different band. We could never be that band anymore. But when the four of us are together, we feel him in the room, and that's an amazing power. And that, you know, and it's probably the reason why the band is now going forward, is because when we're apart, it's harder not having him in our lives. But when we're together, you feel that. You feel that energy. He was amazing. I still miss him every day. Yeah. You know, I still think about him. I can hear him when someone says something, like you might say something in an interview. I can hear the remarks that Steele would make in certain situations. Yeah. His comedy, his humor. And he was our best friend, you know, the four of us. And, you know, we miss him greatly.
Well, should we take this time now just to play a song, one of your songs, for Stephen, to, you know, just to kind of bring that back again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Can we play No Matter What? Because this was such an important song for Steele. You know, he loved the West End. He was such a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And when he got his hands on this song, he was so proud. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget being in the studio with him when he recorded this with the team. And, you know, he loved singing it. So it'd be lovely to hear it.
Perfect. Great. Magic 105.4, thank you for joining me in the green room tonight. Boyzone are here, minus Shane with his beard, but it doesn't matter.
The beard's here, Shane's not here. He's coming around the corner.
The beard got here 10 minutes ago.
The beard's here, Shane's here in an hour.
The beard has its own car, did you know that?
I bet it does.
It has its own postcode.
So what do you guys normally do on a Sunday when you're not working?
Different things, I suppose. It's great if you get a Sunday off, because obviously we've all got kids and Sunday is a family day. We don't often get Sundays off, but when we do, it's great, because just even the planning of what you're going to do, you know, where are we going to go, what do you want to do, kids, you know, what restaurant do you want to go to, what, you know, do you want to go to cinema, do you want to go to park? And I think it's just... Yeah, you know, just chilling with the family and having a good time and catching up with the kids.
That's what Sundays are all about.
Yeah. Family day. Family
the normal
day.
Stuff. Yeah. Eating. So who cooks the best roast then?
Ooh,
rice? I wouldn't be bad at a roast.
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 Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I wouldn't be bad now. I'd be all right. I don't know. Okay. I haven't eaten the lads' roasts, but I've eaten mine and it's pretty good.
I do a good spit roast now, but that'd be more in the summer. You know.
That's that Boyzone thing again.
Okay, so imagine you on this lovely Sunday evening.
Yeah, you can imagine. Yeah.
Magic 105.4. Yes. Thanks very much, yes. Everybody. So, do you ever have each other around? You do boys' own sort of, you know,
spirals.
Do you have boys' own roast?
We no, the lads would rarely invite me around. I invite them around, but they never turn up.
I don't like turnips.
I think we eat out so much together. I think we eat out so much together that when we're at home, we don't really
see each other.
Yeah, we don't see each other that much.
A bit of peace and quiet with the family.
Yeah, we don't see each other that much back in Ireland. I live in London, Shane lives in London, and the boys live in Ireland. So I guess it's more difficult now to get us all together. But we do spend so much time together that it kind of makes up for it.
And you're away quite a lot as well because you're doing, Australian. Are you're going off there again?
I'm flying out tonight.
Yeah.
I'm flying to Sydney, to Melbourne tonight. And yeah, I'll be there for the next, Melbourne for 10 days and then on to Sydney. We're doing auditions now. So I'm away for the next 2.5 weeks.
So obviously it's a nice bit of sunshine for you, isn't it?
It's lovely, but the show is full on. You don't get to see outdoors, really. You start filming at 10 in the morning, the auditions finish at about 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, so it's a long, long day. When the live shows come around in August, that's great crack. I love that. You know, it's a great show. The lads have been down the last 2 years. They performed on the show.
We never got through though to the boot camp
to the live
final.
just can't seem to get that winning vote.
So I had Kian Egan on my show a couple of weeks ago and he was talking about One Direction and just the fact that he worries that they might burn out too quickly or not realise what they've got because they're very young, a lot of fame very quickly and they came obviously out of the X Factor. What are your opinions on that?
I think One Direction are, you know, they're the modern phenomena as a result of the brilliance of modern technology and the digital era. You know, that's obviously how quick the promotional aspect of it can happen. But I hope that there is a good team of people around them who are taking care of their money and their minds as well, you know, because it's an awful lot in today's world, I think, when you're starting out to have absolutely no privacy anymore. There doesn't seem to be, you know. That said, I'm sure they're having a bloody great time. So, you know, long may it last for them.
Yeah, absolutely. But for, I guess, advice, and I know not in a patronising way, but to be around 20 years later like you guys are, I mean, what would
it's
that
a,
be?
It's you know, we had a taste of that whole kind of hysteria, you know, with girls, 13, 14 year old girls chasing you around and the screaming. And it's... that's the general age of these fanatical fans, you know, that follow your bus and they're at the airport when you're checking in and they're at every venue, every radio station when you go to turn up and it's a mad hysteria.
You, don't like to
you know, 20 years on, we don't have that anymore. You know,
is that a relief?
We just follow each other around now.
It is a relief because, you know, like Mikey said, you value your privacy an awful lot more as you get older. And when you have family and kids of your own, when you go out, you want to be able to have a nice meal or a dinner without people kind of interrupting you or taking photographs of your family while you're eating. And I think the success that One Direction have is so phenomenal right across the world, places that we were never successful. I think at this stage now, they're actually victims of their own success because they are so famous. They can't even go for a quiet pint down the pub. I know Niall Horan, the Irish guy in the band, they can't go anywhere without their bouncers or whatever. They can only go to any kind of restaurant, pub, bar, whatever, for a minimum space of time because word gets out that they're there and then all of a sudden, there's hundreds of people outside, you know. So you have to have quality of life. There's no point in having all the success unless you're allowed to enjoy it a little bit and to be yourself. And I think the boys have made it so big now that that's very difficult for them. And you'd like to think that their management now will be advising them the right way. I don't think they're ever going to have any kind of financial problems. It doesn't matter how much they blow on cars or boats or whatever. I think there's going to be plenty left for them to keep going. But as people, to remember who you are, to keep your feet firmly on the ground and to remember, you know, the number one rule is treat people the way you like to be treated yourself. If they keep that knowledge, I suppose, they'll be all right. But I wouldn't swap it with them at the moment.
No, much less drama for you guys. Much drama in their lives, isn't there? Well, listen, it's been so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much
for
coming by.
Thanks for having us on again.
Thank you.
And the green room is lovely, I must say. It's gorgeous.
It's kind of bluey green, isn't it? Like a minty colour with some nice flowers in the corner.
The minty room.
Thank you very much. The Minty Room boys. Thanks for coming into the Minty Room.
Thanks, Emil. Good to
see
you again.
To the boy zone. And yeah, well, let's play your single now, Who We Are.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye.